There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from 1273 Rockefeller, who says, "Am I the asshole for telling my mother-in-law I'll pay for my wedding myself if she can't respect my few wishes? I, 25 male, will be marrying my fiance, G, 25 female, later on this year. I proposed to her a little bit before Christmas and we're aiming for a November wedding. G has two older brothers, only one of which has gotten married. And for one reason or another, my mother-in-law, 68 female, was not involved in the planning of the wedding at all. She was pretty hurt over this, as she always wanted to help plan her children's weddings. So when we got engaged, she offered to pay for most of the wedding, and in return, we agreed to let her help with the planning. In my mind, as long as I'm marrying G, I'm happy, so I was okay with this. The only thing I'm really sticking to that I refuse to change is what I'm wearing. My mother died when I was very young, and she was the daughter of first-generation Scottish immigrants. My grandparents moved from the north of Scotland in the 60s, and my mother was brought up learning about her parents' culture. Since she died, I decided I wanted to wear her family's kilt when I got married. I talked about this with my fiancé before we got engaged, because it is an unorthodox idea, but she thought it was sweet and liked the idea. A few days ago, my mother-in-law came up to me and told me I'd have to wear a more traditional tux instead of a kilt. When I asked her why, she said it went against the view she had of G's wedding, and that the colours of my mother's tartan clashed with the colours she had chosen for the wedding. When I told her this was pretty much the only thing I'm unwilling to budge on, she brought up how she's paying for most of the wedding, and wearing a tux is the least I could do. When I brought this up to G, she echoed the sentiment her mother had made about paying for the wedding. I'm able to pay for it myself, and I told G, but I thought she understood how important this connection to my mother was to me, especially since she can't be there. And if she wasn't able to accept that, then I'd pay for the wedding myself. G told me I was being a bit of a dick for being this stuck to what I want to wear. And once my mother-in-law heard that I would just pay for the wedding myself, she got really upset because it's always been her dream to plan G's wedding. I'm feeling like a bit of a dick right now. Was wondering if I should just wear a standard tux. My family's kilt is really important to me, but this is causing more conflict than I thought it would." Now, alarm bells were going off in the first paragraph to me when it says, "The brothers, only one of which has got married, and for one reason or another, mother-in-law was not involved in the planning of the wedding at all," which, you know, may have just been one of those things. But after this post, it says a lot to me. And in the stories, we see a lot of where one partner defends like the mother-in-law or the father-in-law of this. It's a worry for your future, isn't it? That, you know, she's calling you a dick in this situation for wanting to wear something that means the world to you. Imagine if your partner came up to you. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, absolutely. We need to include that within the wedding." It just says to me that your fiance values her mother's opinion and choices and possibly money more than you. But Raymond Beaumont says, "This should be a really good learning lesson, and the point of it is, should the wedding take place? The only opinions and wants that matter in this relationship seem to be of your mother-in-law, and so, are you willing to be an afterthought in your own marriage?" Argona says, "Red flag in my opinion. It appears fiancé is focused more on the wedding than on the marriage. You've been relegated to the back row, with your preferences cast aside. Like you said, your fiancé knows the importance and apparently just doesn't care." Famous Tap says, "Tell mother-in-law that if she wants to see a standard tux at your wedding so much, she should wear one." Sassy, I love it. Noir Shield says, Not the arsehole, but I bet fiancé would sing a different tune if her mother picked out her wedding dress that she didn't like and played the she's paying card. See beside the seaside says, in reply to that, too right. If you're getting married, why would you want to wear something so common and overdone? Like this is about two individuals coming together. The preferences of one person shouldn't be completely ignored in order to have some aesthetic. It's not about fucking photographs, it's about people. Reddit Raptor says, not the arsehole, and you're getting a glimpse right now of how life will be if you marry this person. You told her one thing was important to you and she could do whatever she wants for everything else. She ostensibly agreed, and now your needs are immaterial and you're a dick for wanting anything at all your way. You'll be making a huge mistake marrying this person. Your mother-in-law will stomp all over your boundaries, and more importantly, your wife doesn't give a crap how you feel and will happily join her mum in stomping on them and then go Davo on you and make it like she's the victim and you're being an asshole to any wants or needs at all. This is red flag city. Walk away or you will regret it. I absolutely guarantee it. So OP does come in with an update and says, so the past 24 hours or so have been eventful. I took most people's advice and talked to my fiance about this issue before going forward. Her siding with a mother like this and going against me was really out of character, so I felt like I really needed to figure out what was on the go. The long and the short of it comes down to money. She doesn't make as much of a salary as I do. I make almost 2.5 her salary. Despite this, she's pretty insistent on things being 50-50 between us. Our finances aren't combined until after marriage because of some weird tax issues and legal things in our home region. But even with me making more, she insists we're a team and have to go 50-50 on big things. Rent, car payments, electrical, wedding, etc. But even though I'm able to pay for the wedding myself, she's not able to pay for the half she feels like she'd want to pay. Because of this, she's really clinging to the idea of her mother paying for our wedding, even though I'd be more than happy to pay for it all myself. We talked yesterday evening and she said that since she accepted her mother paying for the wedding, their relationship has become pretty strained, with mother-in-law pretty much taking over the wedding planning. Apparently, mother-in-law was initially pushing for a tropical destination wedding in Jamaica, an idea G put down quickly, as she knows I hate the idea of destination weddings. And mother-in-law had even tried to get a final say on the dress G was going to wear, as well as she wanted a final say over who the bridesmaids were. She wanted her friend's daughters, who G is not close with, in the party. Had a pretty good relationship with mother-in-law so far, so I found it kind of odd how she went total momzilla. But I have noticed her and G drifting apart a bit, although I never thought it was related. A few people thought that G actually hated the idea of the kilt and had mother-in-law acting as the bad guy to try and change my mind, and you are not completely wrong. She doesn't hate the idea, but really doesn't like the other male members of the bridal party will be wearing tuxes, while myself and my cousin would be wearing kilts. She wanted consistency across the board and had expressed this to her mother. Mother-in-law took this as an opportunity to get me to wear a tux instead of getting the groomsmen to wear kilts, and had the wedding colours changed, without G's knowledge, to contrast with my family's tartan. When I talked to G yesterday, she said that she had just gotten out of a massive fight with her mother over changing the colours, and really wasn't in the mood to start another argument with her. She acknowledged she was in the wrong for siding with her mum and seemed genuinely sorry. She said that in the stress of planning a wedding while having an overbearing mother, she had thought of the kilt as another detail and had forgotten the significance of it to me, and that she was really sorry. In the meantime, a few changes have been made. My mother-in-law is no longer paying for the wedding and no longer involved in planning. I'm going to pay half, as G never wanted me to pay more than half by myself for something that's for both of us. My father-in-law is covering the parts that G is going to have some trouble covering. Mother-in-law is unaware of this. Father-in-law and mother-in-law are still together. However, he's not telling her he's helping pay. We're still getting married in November. Wedding colours have been changed back to match my kilt, and we've decided to rent kilts in our regional tartan for the rest of the groomsmen, so they match the aesthetic. Thankfully, new deposits were put down on things like tux rentals, bridesmaids dresses, or decorations, so no money lost. I know a lot of people told me to reconsider marrying G, and going into our talk last night, I really was, but I'm happy with how things turned out, since this really was an anomaly in her behaviour. I'm really excited to marry her. Now, I'm glad that they're able to sort of navigate their way out of the situation and get mother-in-law to stop planning, because clearly she was causing major issues within their relationship. But I can also see, like, I'm not trying to be a downer on this as well, the whole 50-50 thing causing further issues down the line, because clearly she wants 50-50 but can't afford it, so it's going to cause some issues. And one of the things that I've seen in the past mentioned in these stories is like 50-50 but based on your annual income kind of thing. So basically you're using the same percentage of money as each other. But anyway, I really hope things do work out for you in the future. Much love to you, and let's move on to another story.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com. Moonpig.com.
Now, our next story comes from the Am I Wrong subreddit, from RealisticGas7711, and says, "Am I wrong for cancelling our wedding? We have been engaged for 3 years. My fiancé went on a trip of a lifetime 6 weeks in Europe. She decided that we would take a break in our relationship, allowing me no input in the decision. I called her the day she left and had me blocked. So I cancelled our marriage and her moving in with me in March. She called me today to inform me of her arrival time on Thursday morning, to which I answered, 'What does that have to do with me?' and have since blocked her. Edit. I should explain better. I was fine with her trip and her old college sisters. In fact, I dropped at the airport and took her to boarding. That is when she dropped the whole break thing on me. Didn't explain it, just told me matter of fact and left. I called her the rest of the day and tried to call her when I was able to the rest of the week. After 5 days of ignoring me, I had enough that the wedding was off. She could move in with someone else because it's not going to be me. Left me with so many questions, like, why? You've been engaged for 3 years. Is this normal behavior for her? A partner saying to me they're going on a 6-week trip and, oh, just before I do go on this trip, let's just put our relationship on hold while I go. You know, it says it all really, doesn't it? And then the audacity to call you on return and saying, I'll be back soon. Have everything ready for me. But the first commenter says she blocked you for 6 weeks to go to Europe on a break so she could bang people. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I would have broken up with my partner if he blocked me just because he goes on a trip. If she wants to be free before the marriage, she will do it again. Not wrong. A commenter called Dark Moonstruck says, not wrong at all. She decided that she wanted to screw her way through Europe before getting married. Gave you no say in the matter and broke up. Well, only one side has to decide to end a relationship for it to be over. She ended it, and now you decided to keep it that way. I wish I could see her face when she realizes all the wedding plans have been cancelled. I do hope you informed everyone of what was going on and why you were cancelling before she had the chance to start trying to claim you cheated on her or making up whatever other excuses. She wanted 6 weeks to go bang as many men as she could without any concern for you. Now she gets to face the consequences of that. She's not the kind of woman you want to put a ring on. End of. So Opie had some comments of their own which served as kind of little updates. So they said, told my parents immediately and they were shocked. It says our friends I waited I shouldn't have. Maybe it means our friends said I shouldn't have, maybe, but I was embarrassed and depressed. Spent most of the last few weeks feeling sorry for myself and pain shopping. I sent out a message to our group chat informing them that our wedding and relationship are off, and my phone has been blowing up ever since. Opie had another comment saying, update-ish. We have a group chat amongst people close to us. Today, I informed them all that our marriage is cancelled and our relationship is over. Did that about 10 a.m. The chat quite literally exploded, starting with questions about what happened, which I answered honestly. About 2 p.m., she just started asking me to call her so we could discuss this. I told her that talking on chat is perfectly fine, and she said no. This is something between just us. Still have not spoken with her. The last message at 6 p.m. Please pick me up at the airport so we can talk about this as planned. I answered her, that was your plan, not mine. None of this was my plan. A flight is at 9 a.m. I wish her luck. Opie adds another update and says, first, I got my ring back and it's safe with my mum. Secondly, I would like to thank everyone for keeping me grounded while I was doubting myself. I'm not sure who said it, but someone said that I shouldn't bother with what she did on our trip and focus on her breaking up with me at the airport, which I did and was not what she was prepared to argue about. So now she knows how it feels to be blindsided also. Seems her college sisters told her I would be insecure and fight about something I couldn't hope to prove. But when I didn't, she didn't know what to do. At one point, she excused herself to go to the restroom and didn't come back for 20 minutes. Seems the brain trust was at a loss too. So, do you have any vacation ideas? So my first thoughts, was she going to the bathroom to cry or was she going to get some contact or some advice? And Opie suggested, no, I imagine she is calling an emergency meeting with her coven of witches. And there was a lot of chat about Opie going to visit various countries to get away from it all because they've been saving for a house themselves, so they got plenty of money stashed away. But Opie came with another comment that said, spoke with her parents last night. Woke me up, they must have forgotten about the time difference between coasts. They offered to pay for couples therapy to help us work through this rough patch, as her mother called it. Told them no thank you, she ended our relationship. Someone asks Opie if they told their parents. Opie said, told my parents in the first week. My parents told me to calm down and don't do anything out of anger. So I sat on it, spoke with my work buddies in the fourth week or so. When she called and acted like nothing bad had happened, it shook me, and I posted on Reddit that I'd just been reading on cheating stories and seeing what the outcomes of stories like mine. Opie adds, it's not resolved, she has not given up, she thinks she can fix this. Followed by, she went by my work. I was at a job site, thank God. So you can see this one isn't at a complete end right now. I pretty much think that the relationship is over from what it sounds like, and rightfully so, that it's never going to be fixed. Whether she will continue to try and make it up to OP is another thing. But even though OP said he's let people know, do they really know the full truth of this? Surely anyone looking from the outside is going, that's a red flag what she did right there. Because the parents talking about it like it's just, oh, it's just a blip in the road, you know, one of those relationship problems. No, she broke up with you to go, what we're all assuming is, to sleep around. Gave you no choice in the matter and put you on block. That was the end of the relationship right there. But what would you do in this situation? Some people suggesting, you know, if she continues down this path of, you know, turning up at places where you are, see if you can get some kind of, you know, restraining order put on her, keep her away from you. Imagine doing that and think that you can still, you know, make this up somehow. Madness. And for our next story, because I've been missing it a little bit, we're going to go to the Entitled People subreddit. A little bit of neighbor drama going on around. From Milas, who says, neighbor offered my mum $1 for part of her property after expanding his driveway into part of her front yard. This might be in the wrong place for this. It's a combo of entitlement and general terribleness. My 74-year-old mum's neighbor, mid-60s male, decided he needed a bigger driveway so it could fit four cars, including the ones belonging to his two children who no longer lived there. My mum somewhat reluctantly agreed, under the condition that she pay for everything built over the property line and maintain the right to remove or build on top of the unreasonably large driveway. A few years went by. The neighbor wanted to sell the house and asked my mum to sell him part of the property he had built onto, a part which she had also paid for $1. When she said no, all hell broke loose. He started showing up at her house with a video camera, screaming at her for being a cruel woman who didn't want him to see his kids. There is permit street parking and all residents on the block have two parking passes, and you can request up to 6 temporary guest parking passes. Eventually, she decided to have a surveyor come to determine the property line and built a fence to keep him and his family away from her. When workers started pulling up part of the driveway on her side of the property line, it got even more aggressive and ridiculous. His wife showed up crying over how they can't live without the extra driveway space. They started strategically parking their cars to make it difficult on the workers as possible. They threatened to report the workers to ICE, despite having no knowledge of the immigration status of the workers. A In response, they rather hilariously pulled up everything around and under the son's car, so only the tires were still on the driveway. Then the son showed up at the door and told my mum, "I just made my first $1 million. I'm going to buy the house and make your life miserable." One day I was in the backyard and the guy was leaning over the fence yelled, "Fuck you!" When I turned around, he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were your mother." They eventually sold the house for nearly $500K under asking. The new neighbors are lovely. Someone said to Opie, "I hope you have some choice words for him when he explained his fuck you." Opie says, "I wish I had some awesome response that made him run off crying, but I was so shocked, I just told him to go fuck himself." I think that's a good response. So do you think that was part of like a long game he was trying to pull, you know, get the drive extended, you can get more cars on the drive, therefore increasing your house price? Not sure if it works like that, but it did pop in the old noggin there. And I'm sorry for laughing at the fuck you bit, but it sort of took me by surprise at the same time as well. You know, it must have been shocking for someone to suddenly peer over the fence and shout, "Fuck you!" But it was also like the apology afterwards. He went, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were your mother." Like, they're expecting to open and turn around and say, "Oh, yeah, absolutely no problem then. Carry on." Neighbor drama, man. I absolutely love it. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Do you have your own neighbor drama? Do you have maybe some of your own favorite neighbor drama stories that you'd like us to cover? You can share them over on r/marknarrations and hopefully we'll cover them at some point in the future. You know how much I love that stuff. Anyway, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.